Hello, everyone. So I am going to be doing the camp reveal party today. And before we get started, I just want to make sure that all of you can see me and that you can hear me. So if someone from my team, when you get here, if you will post in the Corinne only channel, let me know that you can hear me. That would be awesome. And if you're listening to the replay or watching the replay, you may want to fast forward about a minute, because it will take just a minute for me to get everybody in the room, get everybody focused, and get everybody's attention. So while we wait, let me tell you, if you want to get registered, you need to do it now. We have so many amazing things planned, whether you're coming in person or virtually. Oh, good. Everybody can hear me. Awesome. So, but no matter what, if you come virtual or if you come in person, you're going to get this amazing swag box. We start shipping internationally. So if you are an international person and you want to come to camp, or you just want the replays and you want to watch it in your own time, you will also get this box. A lot of places will not ship internationally. I think you should get your swag. This is why we ship it early. And we know that it takes a while. So we do start shipping on September 7th for all international registrants. Now, if you are coming domestically, which means you are on the continental US, then we will be shipping your stuff. I believe we start shipping out on the 15th. So we'll start shipping everything then. We like to ship things early so that you get it, you can start using it, you can get excited, and we just don't anticipate lots of delays. So the earlier you register for camp, the sooner you get your box and the sooner you get your stuff. So this is the beautiful box that arrives on your doorstep. And I had to get my cat out of it because he loves this box. So it's a big, juicy one. So let's see what all is in there. One of the things I love is I had this on my table, and my sister-in-law came in and said, "Why do you have boxes with your picture on it?" So, but anyway, so this is what you'll get. It'll be see y'all soon. So we try to give you a nice and jacked box. You will have shred in there, so it will be beautifully packed. It will not be sloshing around, but we had to take the shred out and we had to throw it away because my cat likes to eat those things. So let's go over all the things that are inside of your box. Now, if you are coming in person, we will ship your box ahead of time. So you will go out just like everyone else does. We do that so that you're not trying to figure out how you're going to get this shit back in your suitcase all the way home. So you will get your swag sent to you at home with a few pieces that we will pull out, like your workbook. So everybody gets a workbook when they come to camp. It is full of all the stuff we're going to do for the weekend that I will take people through the worksheets. You will work with other people in your breakout rooms. I live coach people through worksheets the entire time. One of the things that we're doing at this camp is we've included a lot more of live walkthroughs of the worksheets so that you can do it while I'm coaching someone else through their worksheet, and then you'll have time to finish them. So, in-person people, we will have your workbooks at the event so that you do not have to remember to bring it. We will pull those out for you. So this is the workbook. And I will just tell you, we're going over some good stuff. I have been writing the scripts this last week. I just finished the eighth video. So we have nine videos. They're about 10 minutes long. So if you've never come to camp, this is kind of how it works. We watch a quick video of me kind of just introducing the topic that we're going to cover. So some of the topics that we're covering is people pleasing, an urges deep dive, how to get over fear of failure. What do you do about other people's opinions? We're doing a lot of future self work on Sunday, and we're also spending the entire day on Friday thinking about our diet past, where our origins started, how do we calm the inner child down inside of us? A lot of our bullshit around like why we eat the way we do today and the things that we believe about ourselves today all started when we were young and somebody said something to us or somebody didn't say something to us. And so we internalize that. And when you become an adult, you still have that person sitting there scared, worried, and fearful. That's why a lot of you have a lot of self-sabotage in your life. It really comes from not understanding what that inner child wants and needs in the moment. So we're going to do a long session about inner child work on Friday, and then we're going to rewrite the diet past. So there's lots of good things, but this is your workbook. And like everybody always says, Corinne, you love the good paper, good thick paper to write on. So all right. The next thing, and this is very popular, we're bringing it back for this camp, is the Think, Feel, Do pad. So a lot of you wanted this pad where you can quickly do, like, keep it at work, keep it in your desk, or you can do a quick little journal entry on something that's happening in the moment, and then you can quickly do a Think, Feel, Do cycle for yourself. So we are sending you a notepad full of these. We also always send you a journal to write in so that you can take your notes. One of the things that I tell people when they come to camp, whether it's virtual or in person, is you need to write like the paper is going to set on fire. You will take tons of notes. I do so much live coaching, so much live Q&A, walking through worksheets, coaching people through worksheets, talking about concepts, motivational speeches and stuff. You're going to want to take a lot of notes. So we give you a nice juicy notebook full of paper for you to do all your writing. And I like it because it, like, I'm a big believer in everything needs to be a spiral, because I want your stuff to fold flat. When you're sitting and you're writing, you should have hard copies and you should have flat paper or flat pages. This is also something cool that my team came up with. I will just say, if you've ever listened to the podcast, I'm not a huge coloring book person, but we're giving you a coloring book. And the reason why is that when you're at camp, one of the things that happens is that we just go all day long. So, like, your brain is working. We are wrestling with old thoughts. So you're experiencing the emotions of some of your old shitties. You're also experiencing the emotions of changing how you think. So each night, some of you who don't like to go out or who may be more tempted to eat and stuff, we were trying to figure out what could we do to give you something that will help relax your nervous system and get you into the mindset of becoming the hero of your story. The theme of this camp is Transformation Weekend. So coloring happens to be one of those things that there's a lot of science behind. It is a good calming technique because you're focused on what you're doing. So it gets your brain to stop focusing on being tired, wanting to eat, doing those things. So we custom designed a coloring book. We're sending you... You will also get the crayons to go with it, but let me just show you a couple of the pictures because one of them is hilarious. So we have one of new hotness kicking old shitty's ass. I just thought that one was great. We also have a couple of things like for your future self. We have like where we're going to do some coloring about your future self, where you can draw a picture if you want of your future self. You can also use the blank sides to like put down some aha. So like as you go through each one, you can reinforce your learning and write on there, here's some of the things that I learned about this concept inside the coloring book. So I think a lot of you creatives will really like that. And if you don't, give it to your kids. Maybe they will. You also are going to get the brand new No BS hat with the No BS woman on the back. We're sending everybody a hat because our hats are really popular. And each time we've sent a hat, we've tried to send a little different one. So this time we're sending this hat. You are also getting the ever famous magnets. So everybody loves the magnets. And for those of you who keep coming back to camp, you've got a good collection of Corinnes. The last time we had this Corinne in there. So we are sending new magnets for your refrigerators so that you can put them in places that will help, like just remind you that you're a no BS woman. Like your mouth wants it, but your future doesn't. So you'll get these. We also have New chip clips. So a few camps ago, we sent out some chip clips. We've got two brand new ones, which is Snack on Life, Not on Ding Dongs, and The Only Thing Food Solves is Hunger. So one of the things that we do when we create our swag boxes is we're always trying to put things in here that when you touch them and feel them or you see them, guess what's triggered? The good stuff. Like you being a no BS woman, your future self identity. So we try to make sure that our box is full of things like that. Most of us are used to thinking about triggers as, you know, like chips and different things like that. There are also positive triggers and cues that you can set up in your life. And when we go over the urges deep dive, when we do that detailed workshop on Saturday afternoon, I'm going to teach you all about triggers and cues and how do you recognize the emotional triggers that have us eating during overeating windows. So there's two ways overeating happens or overeating is triggered. One is what's called the trigger. And that is where it's usually emotional based. It feels very urgent in the moment to eat. And it's caused by what I call the emotional cascade of the day. Tracing back your day and listening to how you spoke to was speaking to yourself throughout the day around things, you get what's called the emotional cascade, where at the end of the day, you're not only emotionally worn out, but you're also emotionally defeated or tired. And you have no bandwidth left to think about your future, to think about what you're going to want for yourself tomorrow, to make a delayed gratification choice. So, one of the things that the other side is the cues, which is more of your habit stuff. Like when you sit on the couch, your mouth waters. It wants to go eat because that's where you normally eat. So we're going to talk about the two different types of overeating that happens, like those urges from triggers and cues. But one of the things that we don't even think about is there are positive cues that we can start building and there are positive triggers that we can start doing. So when you have things like chip clips and hats and things like that, it's not just fun shit that we do here at No BS, although it is fun. It has a purpose behind it. It is to get your environment more mindful and more reminding of who you want that future version of you to be, the hero version of you. And so being able to see it and feel it and experience it helps offset some of the old triggers and cues that you have around your house. We also have a pom-pom because this is how all of my virtual people, when you're at home, I'm going to be able to see you. We're going to have big screens where I can see my Zoom rooms and be able to talk to you just like I'm talking to the people in the audience. It means a lot to me that the in-person people feel special because they're taking time away. They're traveling. You know, it's just they're very often the people that come to in person, I find it's the first time they've ever left a baby at home. It's the first time in a long time that they were brave enough to say, I need this. Can you help me? I want to go. It's the first time they've ever traveled alone. So I do a lot of work on making sure that the in-person experience is special, that we have plenty of staff there talking to you, making sure you're, especially my introverts, you know, we're not going to drag you out, but if you need someone to talk to, if you need a small introduction because you can't, we can do those things for you. So we try to make that in-person experience very unique, very special, and that when you walk into the hallway of the hotel, into No BS land, you know you've arrived. You immediately are cued to feel safe. You're immediately cued to feel like you belong, that your people are here, and that you can set your worries aside for the weekend. The same goes for my virtual people. So what we try to do for virtuals, we try to come up with all the different ways that not only I feel like you're in the room, but you feel like you're in the room with me. And one of those things that we do is we do things like pom-poms so that when you're hearing something that you love, you can shake your pom-pom and I know it's landing with you. That means I'm going to talk about it more because in the in-room, I get to hear, and I'll see people writing. Well, I want to know when it's landing with you at home too. I don't want it to just be the in-person people. So we send you things like this to be able to help you feel more a part of the experience while you're there. That is why inside of our Zoom rooms, we have a no BS person. One of my staff is in every single Zoom room answering questions, chatting with you, talking to you, so that everybody feels like they're getting a similar experience. You're also going to get the Can I Adjust jelly bracelet, because a lot of you have said, my old ones have broke. We've sent these out before. We're going to send this one out for those of you who are a collector or who need a new one. There's the Nobius keychain is also coming along for the ride. So you'll have your keychain so that when you crank your car or when, most of us push button, but when you get in your car and you have this, if you're at the grocery store and you have your keys, guess what? You can get this out and you can rub it to remind yourself, don't buy them donuts just because they smell good. You know you didn't plan it, and it's okay to say no. You're a no BS woman. When you're in the car and you bring your no BS keychain, guess what it can trigger for you? Push play on one of the no BS courses. Push play on one of the live trainings. Or sit and think about your day. Visualize yourself having an easier day. We're going to teach you at camp all about visualizing the future self, visualizing for urges, visualizing for all kinds of things. One of the things that I was just writing this morning was talking about how much time we spend in our past self's shoes. Most of us, if I had to ask you, like, how many hours did you spend this week or how many minutes did you spend this week thinking about your past, your failures, what went wrong, what you should have done different, your regrets, your wish this didn't happen this way, this shouldn't have happened this way, versus how many hours are you spending thinking about your future, what you can do, what's in your control, what you want to think and feel for the day, what you think your future self is doing. How exciting will it be when you end the day on plan? And when you compare those two things, most of us have not learned how to spend more time in our future than in our past. But here's the truth. Your present day reality, it is a culmination of where your brain spends the majority of its time. If you're making progress in your life, probably because you're learning how to start thinking ahead, thinking about the day ahead of you, the week ahead of you, what the things you can do, the things you want to do, the obstacles that'll get in your way and how you're going to overcome them. If you're not where you want to be, if you're stuck or you're going backward, it's because you're looking backward. You're accessing all the past information and you're not learning from it. You're sitting there and you're using it as an explanation as to why you must not be able to do it today. That's not why. Your past is not why. It's your lack of knowing how to access the future. It's your lack of practicing accessing the future. It's the lack of shutting down past focus and engaging future focus. This is why during this camp, I've got a whole day dedicated to the future on how do you actually do that? Like, how do you think more about that? Like, what is it? How do you show up today like that version? We're going to do an amazing workshop on it. Because we've got to stop going to our past so much. We're going to spend an entire day on your past. I'm going to let you dig in it. I'm going to let you uncover some stuff. And then I'm going to teach you how to neutralize all of the anxiety, the disappointment and shame around it. I'm going to teach you how to calm that inner child to let her know, hey, the adult version of you is here to help you and heal you because somebody didn't do it for you back in the day. But I'm here now so that she can relax and not feel like she needs to speak up every time she's scared. And then we're going to rewrite it. And we're going to build, we're going to take your past and make it a foundation of why you can move forward now versus making it the reason why you can't do. All right. Then here's one of my favorite things. I'm saving the juiciest for last. Let me give you the other two. Of course, you get your No BS pen, as always, because I know a lot of you run out of ink and you really want one. We also have some fun light-up things that we're going to do interesting things with over the weekend, so that for all my at-home people, you're going to want these and you're going to need these because we have some special things that we're going to do with them. The old sticky notepad, for all of you who've run out of your sticky notes, for all your past campers, you're getting a new sticky notepad. And then you're getting the I Am No BS Daily Affirmation card deck. So this is brand new to us. And y'all have asked for something like this for a long time. So we're going to be doing it with this. You're going to get a bunch of cards. I think it's 31 days of cards with motivational quotes that I've said over time. What we did is we went through several of the threads you guys started where you said, what is your favorite Corinne-ism? What is your favorite thing that Corinne has said? And we pulled 30 of them and we created a card deck out of them. And they're nice and sturdy too, so they won't break. But it's like, I am a badass. I am brave. I am accountable. I am compassionate. So we went through and we tried to come up with all the I am statements that would be very impactful so that each day you can grab one and you can read it. You can visualize your future self, and then you can use all the other little cues that we have in here to really embody everything when you go back home from camp. So like, I am a badass is, if hunger isn't the problem, food isn't the solution. We have, I am committed. The scale does nothing but shit you out a number. Just pulling these randoms. I am healthy. One person's healthy is another person's bullshit. I am imperfect. Perfection is not your ticket to faster weight loss. So you'll have one of these that you can cycle through every day. Keep them on your desk. Keep them at work. Keep them wherever you need, and they'll be there for you. All right. So if anybody has any questions, now's the time. I'm going to take about 8 minutes of questions. And if you don't get your question answered, just make sure you type it in the comments of the video, and then me and my team, we will get to them. Let me see if we have any. Can't really. Looks like a lot of people are signing up. I can see that. So let me say this for our newbies, because I bet one of the questions will be about, like, should newbies attend camp? I think so, if it sounds like something you want. So let me explain. You're going to be graduating from No BS at about the end of September, maybe first week of October. This would be a really great like way for you to kind of solidify, because it's 3 days of being in the zone with me, doing the work and doing things that really help you get to the next level. So when I picked Transformation Weekend, one of the reasons why I picked this topic was because I wanted to figure out, what are the big things that get in the way of us losing weight? It is not needing to know more about the four basics. It's not needing to figure out you're enough anymore. There are things that get in our way. There are mental blocks that get in our way. Our past being one of them. Going back to our past and not knowing how to go to our future. Fear of making mistakes, fear of failure is a huge one. That's why we're going to do a whole workshop around redefining what that is and letting go of the fear. Part of that starts on Friday, because a lot of you fear making mistakes because when you failed in the past, you've been a complete asshole to yourself about it. And so your brain today is afraid to make mistakes. So a lot of times it just half-ass does stuff, barely gets started, or it sits and waits until it feels good. And the only reason why it does is because it thinks mistakes means you're broken, you're bad, you're a failure. There's a lot of attachment to it that's very emotional and very self-loathing. So we've got to redefine all of it. And I'm going to teach you the difference between what most of us do, which is fuck it failing, which is like, fuck it, I can't lose weight anyway. Fuck it, I've had a hard day. Screw this. Like, you know, I've never been able to lose weight in the past, so I'm not going to make a plan today. We do a lot of fuck it fails. And the problem with fuck it fails is they are based out of us feeling unworthy or like a lack. No BS fails are different. No BS fails are from the mindset of, I know I've got to like make some mistakes in order to lose weight. So in order for me to find my enough, I know I'm probably going to overeat sometimes. So I can figure out, is it because I don't like leaving food behind? Is it because I'm afraid to waste food? Is it because I'm a fear of missing out? Is it because everybody else was eating and I got distracted? No BS fails are where you are trying and you are going after it and you are experiencing a fail on your way to figuring it out. And when you make a no BS fail, it's because you know, like, I just have to keep unwinding this until I figure out the magic combination for me, and then that will be resolved and I can move to the next one. No BS fails have you going all in and allowing yourself to be disappointed when it doesn't work out, but not feeling like a failure and quitting on yourself. So we want to make sure that you do fear failure. The other thing that gets in our way is other people's opinions. We're going to talk all about how do you start putting more focus on what you're thinking? How do you get out of other people's heads? Why we even do that to begin with? We're going to do people pleasing so that you can learn that people pleasing is how it gets in your way and why it started, and how do you stop people pleasing, but not be a selfish ass, not be a bitch. Like, how do you do it in a way that you feel good and that you allow other people to feel the way they're going to feel without tearing yourself down about it? There's a lot of surprising things that come out of the people pleasing one. And then we're going to do all that future self work on day three. We're going to work on our urges. We just have and we're also going to do 90-day goal setting at the very end. One of the things I like to do with every camp is before I send you home with a detailed plan. So we are going to do what Corinne does best, which is walk people through a 90-day plan at the detail that I would do it, not at your detail. The detail of which I do it, where I think through everything for you and I ask you all the questions. People always say that when we do goal setting with Corinne together, they're like, wow, I didn't even think about asking myself these questions. I didn't even think about getting to this level of detail. No wonder I keep hitting roadblocks. All right. Deadlines for signing up. If you are coming in person, we want you signed up for September 7th. Our room block is, that's the last day we're eligible for our room block. That's just the way hotels work. So we can't extend that. So if you are going to come in person and you want to stay at the host hotel with our discount, you need to be registered and have your hotel reservations made by September the 7th. Otherwise, if you don't care about staying at the hotel, you could register after. We just can't guarantee there'll be space in the hotel after the 7th. And then if you are registering virtually, I would register now rather than waiting, just so that you get one of the early shipments of the swag boxes. I have ordered 3,000. I think that will cover it, but every camp, the last camp we had 2,800 people. So I ordered a few more this time. If we run out of swag, you just won't get a swag box. So if you're thinking about coming, you might as well go ahead and sign up so that you not only get your swag box mailed as one of the first people who gets it mailed, but you also don't run the risk of us possibly running out. I always try to overorder. We've run out of swag a couple times. A couple times we haven't. It's very hard for me to predict how many people are going to want to come to camp. So I've ordered 3,000 boxes, knowing that last time we had, I think we had, it was either 26 or 2,800 people. So I ordered more than we needed again. So just know that. That's how I base everything on, because my house ain't that big. We already have 3 storage units as it is now. Our storage unit place is starting to wonder if Chris and I are maybe running a drug ring out of there or something. let's see. We do ship to Canada. All international gets shipped. So international will start shipping on September 7th. So wherever you are in the world on September 7th, if you're registered, your box will be shipped. How long does it take to get camp replays? So everybody gets a camp replay when you register. I think the last couple of camps, we had them turned around in less than 2 weeks. So just so all of you know, this isn't like Corinne's at home in a Zoom room. If you will go to the registration page and you will watch the video where I talk about camp, you're going to see it's a production. We have a film crew of over 25 there. We have 8 different cameramen. We have lighting everywhere. Like, it is a production. So they have to take all of that camera feed and put it into a replay that's beautiful for you, so that when you're watching it, it's interesting. It's like watching Oprah. It's not just like watching a Zoom call. So it takes us about 2 weeks to get that turned around. There are 2 camps every year. So this is our October camp. We typically have them in April and in October of each year. I believe next year, my team will correct me if I'm wrong. It's in April also. I do not know the theme of it yet. We do not announce themes until about 3 months out. What I like to do between camps is I like to watch the membership and look at all the content that we have. And I like to think, all right, if I'm going to transform them over 3 days, what's the next thing we could all work on as a big group? All right. That's all the questions so far. So, if you have any more questions, feel free to ask inside the Facebook group. If I know the newbies, you're in your own group and you don't have a lot of people to say, like, what was your past camp experience? What we will do is I will get some, if some of our current campers will post in the main group, like the returning campers, post about why you love it and stuff, we will get some of that and we'll post it over into the newbie group for you guys. Because I do know, like, if you're brand new, you're like, I don't know about this camp. Is this even any good? We have so many people who return every single camp. It's a big deal. I've been doing these things since 2007 and they've just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And we are now fortunate enough to be able to. One of the nice things that did come out of COVID for us is when we couldn't go in person, I was like, we are going to have the in-person experience virtually and we will figure it out. And we did over 2020. And then we decided about halfway through, we are not taking the virtual away. Like, it is just here to stay. I know so many of you would love to come to Nashville and would love to spend 3 days with me. And it is literally just impossible. You've got littles. You live out of the country. You don't have that much vacation time. Like, you just don't have those resources. That is why we offer the virtual option now. Because some of you can never even afford to come to Nashville. And so it's important to me that you have this option, that you get to feel connected to the community, that you get your 3-day transformation too. So, I just want you to know the virtual experience, it means a lot to me that it is amazing and that it is spectacular and that it does not feel like another Zoom meeting. So we will share some of that information for all the newbies so you can see just what makes camp so unique. And we'll start, I'll also, for all of you, since I'm working on all the video scripts, I will pull out a little section of the learning for each one of the lessons. I will post them in each of your groups so that you can kind of see what we're teaching. And if you have questions about it, or if you're just like, oh, that's exactly what I'm going to need to learn, it will just help you kind of make your decisions too. So over the next week or so, we'll post some stuff about camp so that everybody can make the right choice for them. But I hope you come. It is an amazing weekend. My entire staff flies in from all over the country just for this event to take care of everyone, whether you're here virtually or in person. So y'all have a good rest of your day, and I'll talk to you soon.